It's time now for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. We feature various health professionals from around our Q92 listening area on the program. Today we have with us Jessica Traeger, and Jessica is an X-ray tech at Madison Area Healthcare Services. So how are you doing?
Pretty good.
Jessica, we're just chatting. You've been up on working on the hill and the facility for how long now?
About 9 years.
About 9 years. And what is your main duty up there then?
We do all the imaging, bone density, CT, and diagnostic imaging. We also do the scheduling for the outreach services, MR, mammogram, nuke med, those types of studies.
Okay. And today we're going to talk a little bit about a topic that's very important to men and women alike. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month this month, and you've got some information on that for us, right?
Yeah, I do. First of all, mammo screening begins usually at the age of 40. If you have an immediate family member, say your mom, your sister, someone like that, that was diagnosed, you are to start 10 years prior to their date of diagnosis. What many people maybe don't necessarily know is you can self-refer for a screening mammogram. So if you're over the age of 40, you can call in without seeing the doctor and say, I need my yearly mammogram. Now, if you have any warning signs, which lump, thickening, redness, anything like that, pain in the breast, those types of exams you do need to see your doctor first. Otherwise, we recommend every year to have your screening done. If you should need additional images or something like that, you'll be called back and your doctor will follow that path of care with you.
Okay. What are some of the things that one should be looking for at home? What signs should a person look for?
Basically, any new lumps, there's any thickening or swelling, if you have any abnormal discharge from the nipple area, or if your nipple starts inverting, and that's men or women, to definitely call your physician and get in and be seen. Do your monthly self-checks as well, because usually you can feel a lump maybe prior to what a year would be for your mammogram.
Okay, and if you do find a lump, I understand it's not necessarily cancerous, but it's something that should be checked out, right?
Correct, yep. A lot of times, even if you have to have additional imaging or ultrasounds or a different type of imaging, it's not always a certain positive cancer. A lot of times it is just negative. You go on with life, you pick back up a year later and continue on screening.
Okay. How about as far as breast cancer treatment, are they making quite a few strides in that area?
As far as I know right now, I think it's still chemo, radiation, surgery is always an option. I know it depends, you know, obviously, the type of breast cancer you're diagnosed with, what the oncology rates you at, and if you decide to do a lumpectomy to remove the spot or a mastectomy, partial or complete.
Okay. Someone hasn't done a mammogram before. Is it? Tell us a little bit about it. What all goes on?
Pretty much, we have a truck that comes, so we're not in-house yet. Hopefully, in the future, we will be. So you'll go out to the truck. The tech usually has you remove your top. No deodorant, and because sometimes the aluminum particles in deodorant can show up as something suspicious. They usually do about 4 pictures. Two different views of each breast, and if they are looking at a specific area, they may do more images that pertains to that area.
Okay, but how long does that take?
15 minutes tops, usually.
Okay, so it doesn't take too much of your day, so there's really no reason not to get it done,
right?
Okay, and how often did you say you should get it done?
Every year.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, and that a lot of times you don't think about men as far as breast cancer, but I understand there are some incidents in males as well, right?
Yep, we've done I wouldn't say a fair share, but we've done, over the course of the years I've been there, more men than I would have even thought. Mm-hmm. And again, it's not always positive, but there have been the few cases that were. Usually men tend to see a lump more so than women, but same concept. They come in, same imaging performed, and then take it from there, depending what the results are.
Okay. If anybody's looking for information on it, I would imagine if they just Google breast cancer awareness, there's plenty of information out there online, right?
Yes, correct.
And how about up there in your facility? Do you have some things up there, too, that they can take a look at?
Or? Yep, I believe they have information hanging up there as well. The only other info is the truck comes every other week for us. Right now, we currently have early morning time slots to about mid-morning time slots. So not always convenient, but we try to work with the patient and get them in to their convenience.
Schedule get pretty tight there, so they should call ahead?
I would call ahead. Right now, we are booked actually the next month. I think the next available is November 10th.
Okay.
So it kind of piles up here towards the end of the year. So
it gets pretty busy up there. I know. I've scheduled an appointment a time or two, and you'll be looking a little ways into the future.
Right. So. Yes, yes.
All right. Well, Jessica, we appreciate you taking a little time out of your busy day there to fill us in on talking a little bit about a very important topic. As we said, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month this month, so especially a good time to be thinking about it and take advantage of the opportunity to maybe check yourself and schedule a mammogram, and if there is a problem, get it taken care of.
Correct.
All right. Good enough. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jessica Traeger, X-Ray Tech with Madison Healthcare Services, with us today on Wellness Wednesday on Q92.